7.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. With you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website. Just head over and enjoy all the features we give to you for free, as a good talk show site should be. And I think the site's even better now than it's ever been. I'm finally feeling like I'm in a good place with the website. It's been a frustrating labor of love and a lot more money than I ever expected to have to pay for a website. But not because our guys are bad or anything. They're great.
It just costs a lot of money
to
have a website.
It's just I don't know anything about websites. I don't know anything about the business of websites, because I'd always done my own website, work for the longest time.
Sure, and then, our first one was like a WordPress site, and it was fine.
WordPress didn't exist when we started Free Talk Live.
Well, the one we had before, we had the professional one then, was a WordPress site?
No, we've never had a WordPress site.
All right, that's what I thought you told me.
I've got WordPress sites everywhere else. Freekeen is WordPress, Shire Society is WordPress, everything else that I have is WordPress.
I've never dug too deeply into the website, but I have heard you over the years talk about this and that and these adjustments you've made going back forever, as long as I remember, and you seem very serene today.
Well, it's not so much today, but in the last 2 weeks, things have gotten a lot better with the site. We've got the new Reddit integration on the front page, which does essentially the same thing that the site has done for the last few years, but does it way better. It's much... the bugs are gone. It works.
Yeah, I never liked the way that you would have to click once to go to the story and wait, this isn't the story. This is just another page like the one before. And then
that's eliminated.
Again.
Yeah, I love that part.
That problem's been solved. The submission process is easy. The only thing that takes an extra moment, you have to link in your Reddit account with our site. But once it's linked up, you're good to go. You can vote. You can submit content. And of course, the idea, the concept behind the site is that you submit to us the things that you think are interesting, and also you're submitting them to the rest of the listenership and anybody who might happen to be on Reddit as well, because anybody can go and vote on this. You vote the stuff up you like, you can vote down stuff that you don't, and submit what you want, and then ultimately we'll look at it before the show and decide whether or not we think stuff there is worth talking about on the air. I've got some of it in my show prep here tonight. To start things out here this evening, though, there's this Bradley Manning trial is actually happening. And honestly, don't know much about it. I was kind of hoping we would hear from somebody who was actually attending the trial, because that's the best way to, I think, get the scoop on what is going on. And I don't think that Julian Assange is going to be attending the trial. Isn't he still in isolation at the Ecuadorian embassy?
I think that's where he has to be. Yes, yeah. I believe so. I haven't heard
any updates on that case. And the last time I looked into it, as you may recall, Julian Assange, the creator or one of the people, was he the creator? WikiLeaks? Or was he just like the head guy who kind of got taken out?
Somewhere in there.
So the guy, one of the guys behind WikiLeaks, has been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy for a long time now. What's it been, since summer of last year? I don't even remember. That'd be interesting to find out when he actually did get holed up in there, and I haven't heard since then. Anyway, he's got a statement that he wants to make about the Bradley Manning trial, and I think that's worth sharing. So we'll do that here in a moment. Colin is on the line, though, first. Colin, you're in New Jersey and listening online. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I just want to talk about how you guys are libertarians, right?
I'll accept the term begrudgingly. I don't really feel like it defines, who I am today. I think it's been a kind of a term that's been poisoned by people in the media, like Glenn Beck or Neil Bortz, people who like to label themselves as libertarians, but wouldn't, I think, meet the criteria that I would have held for that term.
Yeah, but you like liberty.
I do like liberty.
That's
true.
So if you were to consider a libertarian somebody who bases their political life on the ideas of liberty, then in that way you could call yourself a libertarian.
If libertarianism were properly defined, I'd be willing to accept it.
What do you believe in, though, as libertarians, or what do you classify yourself as?
Well, I like the term voluntarist. I believe that all human interaction should be consensual. Mark, but I don't want to answer, or Johnny Ray, I don't want to answer for you guys. So what about you?
Go ahead.
I thought you were asking all of us, because we all think maybe slightly different.
Yeah, I was asking all of you guys.
Yeah, so Mark or Johnny Ray or both?
I call myself a lot of different things. I don't eschew the term anarchist the way that that Mark and Ian do.
Yeah, I just thought about firing you. You're right.
but at the same time, I am kind of simpatico with Mark, your reasoning behind that. I'm on board with your argument against the word anarchy, because
every time you say it, you're closer to being fired.
Because
you gonna start cleaning the studio, Mark?
Well, we gotta have a janitor for something.
Because, but I like to go with I call myself a libertarian anarchist. But if I want to get pedantic about it, then I would say, well, really, I'm a voluntarist, because I think voluntarism kind of explains the philosophy in a sort of a more concrete way than just this lofty ideal like freedom. Voluntary really explains it more. I believe that all interactions between people should be voluntary and consensual. So that's me.
John or Mark?
I think that generally I like the idea of voluntary interactions. I'm not 100% sold on the idea that a completely voluntarist society could be able to exist. But what I think that we should do is that people should be free to try this, that they should be free to have an area where they can do sort of be unregulated by some organization calling itself the state. And let's see what happens.
All right, Colin, what about you? What do you think?
I'm a Republican, and I really like I'm a pretty radical Republican. I really don't like Democrats.
What makes you radical?
Yeah, that sounds ordinary for Republicans.
Well, not radical, but like overly dedicated, I guess you could say.
Overly dedicated.
Do you have a red, white, and blue elephant tattooed on your arm?
No.
Well, you should consider it. Well,
now, why? I mean, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 18.
So, I mean, how dedicated are you at age 18 to Republicans?
I like to get involved with political activity around our city.
Yeah, like what?
Like the elections when they come up and stuff. I like to go around from house to house and support mm-hmm. Republicans.
Who's the last Republican you supported?
Mitt Romney, which I really like supporting.
Did you go house to house for Mitt Romney at 17 years old?
Around my block, yeah.
Was it your parents who got you into this?
Yeah, they're both pretty good Republicans.
So what encouraged you to call Freak Talk Live about this tonight? I knew that was going to. Did I give you the cranks?
Earlier? It wasn't even great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's better than it's been.
Well, he wasn't particularly good. He just held out by asking questions so he could stay on the phone for a long time. Yeah. He didn't have anything particularly original. 855-450-FREE. But, sorry, bro, I called that one. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Usually the bad crankers like that guy, there's him and there's another guy. I didn't necessarily recognize his voice. There's one who's particularly recognizable who sounds a lot younger than him, but I think it's like the same two guys. They tend to call the show right out the gate. So, you know, they're on hold before we've even started talking about something. And there's usually some lame-o lead-in like that up into where they say the F-bomb or something. So, there you go.
And hey. The F that he dropped is still available on the podcast, is that right?
That's true. If you do want to hear the lame crank callers and you're listening on the radio, you'll be able to listen later on at the Free Talk Live website, freetalklive.com, and hear it uncensored. Because that's what they want. They want everyone to hear their glory, the glory of them uttering some sort of F-bomb or
yeah, imagine
F-bomb.
The kind of childhood, the repressive childhood they had where, you know, they wait all that time to get on the radio to say the F-bomb as though the F-bomb is in any way an exciting thing to say.
For a Republican, it may very well be.
I doubted his story entirely.
Yeah. That's why I asked him what his most recent campaign was.
Yeah, and he went, huh? And then he came up with Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Think of a Republican politician's name.
I went around my block and campaigned for Mitt Romney.
All right, so toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up here, disturbing news that Mark has about racial bias when it comes to marijuana arrests. Plus, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week is also on deck at some point here tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They're all completely free. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact. You can head over to cam.freetalklive.com and accomplish all of those things there, and it probably would help if I actually turned the cam video on. That's usually a good idea for the cam.
I was just talking about firing Johnny Ray now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cam.freetalklive.com. It's free. What do you want? Jeez. Not like you're paying for it.
I want to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
you
which
do.
You do have to pay for. Well, most people do.
Yeah. I mean, you can go camping at Rogers Campground without going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it's a good idea to buy a ticket.
It's kind of, you know, a sort of a weird double world if you don't do that. I mean, you can't go to the speeches and stuff like that, but, you know, you could be at the campground. Anyway, it's a great time.
If you want the maximum experience, you should buy the ticket.
Indeed. It's a full week event, and for $75, it's well worth it.
$10 a day, $11 a day, or something like that.
Yeah. Porkfest X is from June 17th to 23rd.
Started your drinking early, I see.
What can I tell you? It's Porkfest. I got to get ready for it.
And it's coming up, by the way. I mean, we're talking about a week and a half here at this point.
I'm really excited about seeing David Friedman there, but, of course, Lou Rockwell is
going to I'm excited
speak.
To see Lou Rockwell.
Yep.
He's a nice guy.
I'm buying day passes. I didn't get a week ticket.
Oh, really?
I think they're $30 a day.
That's what I heard, yeah.
I'm going for 2 days.
Okay. That's like a little save. Save a few bucks.
Yeah.
Mary Roach is going to be there, Bob Murphy. And, of course, Free Talk Live, and it's going to be the biggest, best Porcupine Freedom Festival yet.
It's looking like it. They've sold over 1,000 pre-sale tickets.
That's right. And pardon me, if I had bought, like you guys had recommended, I could have got a week's pass for $50.
Heck, if you'd bought real early, it would have been, what, $35, I think,
what?
At one point? Yeah, at one point.
I wish you hadn't told me that.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to bum you out. Hey, it's too late now.
Try not to be late for the party, buddy.
Hey, you cannot order these tickets online now. Online registration has closed for Porkfest. It's not too late to come to Porkfest. You can just show up, and you can get that $75 ticket on site that'll get you in for the whole week. Even if you can just come up for the weekend, come up for the weekend. You'll be around over 1,000 other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Johnny Ray, when did you start going to Porkfest?
I went the first year in 2008.
After you moved?
No.
Was that before you moved?
It was right before I moved.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved up later that year.
Was Porkfest a factor in you deciding to move?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I had decided I need to go. And at first going was simply going for a weekend. And I went up, and that just kind of solidified, you know, it gelled the whole thing for me. It made me decide, okay, yep, this was too much fun. And it was much smaller then.
Oh, yeah.
Than it's going to be
still
now.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. And I met people there that I've stayed with and have stayed with me and I have known ever since then.
It's a great group of folks, and you'll definitely be glad that you attended Porkfest. So come on up, get the details at porkfest.com. It's June 17th through the 23rd. So we're literally a week and a half basically away from this, because some people go up on the Sunday before the 17th. Like Free Talk Live, we're going to be there early, a day early. We'll be there on Porkfest Eve and begin our live broadcasts. Sunday night.
That's Porkfest with a C.
P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We will look forward to seeing you there.
I first met you. I met you the first time. I played Risk with you and Julia.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Let's go to Joe, listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hello, Joe.
Crazy, young man.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm going to take up where the first caller kind of left off about labels. You know,
something out of that call.
Well, I call Republicrats and Democrats because they're two sides of the same pile of you know what. But and one of you mentioned that, you know, libertarian seems to be getting co-opted as well. And that seems to be the way the system works, is it either kills it or co-opts it. If it's a good idea or if it's a real idea, they can kind of get a hold of it and tweak it and change it. So, you know, I've actually been to a libertarian meeting, and I've actually been to an anarchist gathering. And you know,
what was that like?
It was actually really cool. I mean, it was a lot of workshops about a lot of different things, you know. How to wire a streetlight to wire a squat, right on down to, you know, how to clean water or how to garden or, you know, how to be self-sufficient. Also, like, a lot of philosophical stuff. I think anarchy is a good example of a really interesting idea, and if you look at some of the roots of it from, like, 100 years ago and the writings of people, which I have not read enough of, I'll admit, you know, there's some real good ideas there, But once the system gets a hold of an idea and labels, you know, people's impression of what an anarchist is not necessarily what an intellectual true anarchist is.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems with the word anarchist is people's impressions about it. And then the peaceful anarchist types have to try to overcome the idea that they're a bomb-throwing bunch of hooligans.
Yeah,
and, you know, when in... Go ahead.
I agree. And that's you know, they're all labels. And one of my things is if you can name it, you can tame it. You know, and like I said, these labels get co-opted, like libertarians getting co-opted. Somebody else said they were a volunteerist or something like that.
Yeah, Ian and I both called ourselves voluntarists.
I don't like voluntarist as much as I do voluntarist. I think there's a subtle difference between the two, but I think that the word voluntary puts ideas into people's heads.
Well, there's a subtle difference between the two. Like one of them has a Y and one of them doesn't.
That's about it. And I think that... Yeah.
You say potato and I say potato.
Do you mean really there's like a there's a substantive like...
I think that
like
when
a,
you say,
meaning?
I think that when no, I think the meaning's the same. I think that when you say I'm a voluntarist to someone, I've had people misunderstand that to think, oh, well, you just think everyone should volunteer for everything. You think all the police and the firemen they should just be volunteer positions. Well, no, not necessarily. I think I mean by voluntary, I mean by consensual. I mean that people are choosing to do things on their own volition. I think consensual is a better word than voluntary, just to kind of, you know, at a glance describe what I stand for. So that's why whenever I'm asked what voluntarist means, I always make the statement that...
I really appreciate consensus. I think that's the way a lot of the groups that I volunteer for are run on consensus. But then other ones are run by boards and Robert's Rules of Order.
Oh, yeah, those are the worst.
You know, I call myself a communitarian, and, you know, I volunteer for things that I choose to volunteer for. I work for money, and I work for free sometimes on things that I choose to that I think are helping my community, educating people, you know, providing a good example of how we can all get along and work together to make a better world.
Yeah, I think more people should take voluntary methods. Should involve themselves consensually in their communities rather than using the violence of the state to threaten people into their system. And I think that that's where a lot of people go wrong, where they don't know how they can persuade people into supporting whatever efforts of bettering the community they support. And so they just figure, well, we'll just use the government and force people to you know, fund these things that I think are important. And I think that's where they go wrong, and that's where everything goes off the rails. And whenever you start using force on people to get your way, you get all these unintended consequences that create real, even worse problems than you might have been attempting to solve. The war on drugs, of course, is a perfect example of that. I thank you for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Hey, awful phone call. No, sound, though. I don't know if it's Joe or we're having trouble at the network studio, so I apologize for that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good, have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Product, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit ErniesPub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. We've got the bulletin board system. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. There are a number of different people there, and they talk about various different subjects, and it's been going on for a long time. So bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free.
The School Sucks podcast is it's a podcast and it's a YouTube channel, and you know, it's a sort of a web community where they spend time discussing learning alternatives and self-education and critical thinking and peaceful parenting, personal growth and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, register for an account, participate in the forums, suggest show topics, and access years of archives. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls. Dave is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark.
Record time. That's 30 seconds after I called, and I'm on the air. That's pretty good.
Excellent, sir.
Have you guys talked about Brad Jardis' civil disobedience yet today or yesterday?
Are you talking about where Brad Jardis said in advance that he was going to go to the governor's office and attempt to display some sort of marijuana or smoke it? I wasn't really clear on that. Then, you know, maybe get arrested for it. Ended up that he couldn't find any marijuana, so he scraped some resin, put it in a bag, and and brought that apparently to the governor's office, which he kind of did in a haphazard manner in that he didn't really promote it very well in advance, so no one was there with a video camera, so we don't really know how it went down. If that's the activism you're talking about, then no, we haven't really talked about that.
Yeah, that was pretty poorly promoted in that case. I heard about it, and I was trying to figure out what was going on, and also to, I wanted to mention it myself because I thought it was kind of neat that he was doing that. But, yeah, it was one of those things. I could tell it wasn't being very well promoted, and so I was afraid it might not even get on Free Talk Live, so I did want to at least make sure that it got talked about.
Are we the lowest threshold for activism promotion?
Sorry, I surely shouldn't have put it that way. If you want to get something on Free Talk Live, you can. So
it's true. You call in at 855-450-FREE and talk about it. Sure.
Go ahead.
I would rather you go ahead, David.
Well, hold on. I wanted to point something out about what Mark's saying. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, for instance, there's somebody who's very upset on our Facebook page right now because apparently he called the Sunday show and was trying to promote some Peaceful Streets Project event in Sandusky and I guess didn't feel like he got his a fair shake. So I don't really think that this is like the activism promotional clearinghouse as much as... if there's like something that's really outstanding that's happening, maybe that's worth talking about. Like, you know, Adam Kokesh is going to go and smoke marijuana out in the front of.
I think if Bradley Jardis was going to go to the governor's office with a bag full of weed, I think that's worth talking about.
No, that's true. But I felt like you were making it sound like, hey, if you've got something that you want to promote, just call in and promote it. I think there's a line to be drawn somewhere because obviously we can't just have everybody call in who's having a Libertarian Party meeting in their city to tell us where and when that's going to happen. That's not very interesting. It's not very original. It's not really worth talking about, in my opinion. So I think that, you know, if you want to promote something like, you know, Porkfest or whatever, you can buy an ad package for that. I mean, that's what you do, Dave Ridley. You've got ads that you sell at very affordable rates. By the way, I just re-upped with Dave Ridley as a long-time running advertiser. Very happy with buying your ads, Dave. But
redreport.com/ad.
All right, I want my commission.
I did have something more substantial to talk about. But sure. Before we move on to that, we should point out that Brad Jardis was trying to do civil disobedience in New Hampshire in Concord at the governor's, you know, office in Concord. I'm not sure we got that point across.
It was his idea to go and bring pot into the governor's office. He ostensibly did bring some sort of marijuana resin into the office. He was allegedly not arrested. There was apparently only one person there to witness it. Brad said he was going to do a write-up. He has not yet done that. So, you know, I felt like it really wasn't promoted very well in advance. I was willing to go and video it, but I could not hear back from Brad in time to confirm the times and details as far as how that was going to go on. So it wasn't really worth talking about to me. But what else?
Well, better sloppy activism than no activism.
And I agree,
activism
for sure.
In New Hampshire than anywhere else. But yeah, the other thought I had was regarding to Robin Hooding. And there's these two really glaring hypocritical aspects to the bureaucrats, the way they're handling this, that I don't know that many people have noticed, and I wanted to bring this up.
Sure.
Robin Hooding, obviously, you know, people, you know, feeding the meters in Keene to sort of get, you know, to save people from the meter feeder, from the meter enforcers. And what really struck me was that, like, the main guy who is coming after you guys, who's trying to stop you from feeding the meters, and he says you're harassing people. That's the thing. It has to be the city manager of Keene.
John McClain, the city manager.
Well, that's the city line. I mean, it's the city attorney who filed the lawsuit, so it's the city attorney who wrote up all the paperwork. The city manager has written a letter to the editor, basically echoing the city attorney's accusations about how Robin Hooders are harassing the parking enforcers. And for listeners that don't know, Robin Hooding is finding a parking enforcer, walking in front of the person, depositing coins in expired meters, thereby preventing the enforcer from writing tickets. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, so that guy who's upset about people, I don't know, running a camera within 10 feet of a bureaucrat, that guy has assaulted me physically on camera. I mean, he grabbed me one time when I tried to ask him a question with a camera on him.
This is the city manager you're talking about, John McClain.
Correct. I mean, talk about the guy, you know, throwing stones from his glass house.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's just one example. But the other one that people, I think maybe you're missing some, is Fred Parcells, the other bureaucrat, who he's been freaked out, you know, and really on a rampage about, well, how do these people get their money? You know, he was
your money, Fred.
How do you support yourself, Garrett? Like, it was his business where Garrett's money comes from. It's not coming
from Fred's an old... He's a retired cop. He used to be a detective for the Keene Police Department, so he's doing an investigation. I mean, it's like his, you know, it's like he's in his 20s again.
Well, yeah, but that's missing the point of his hypocrisy. That guy gets his money all... Well, I don't know if it's all, but a lot of it from stolen property.
That's oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's living. I mean, people scraped out of the, you know, out of the savings of taxpayers. That's where his money came from. Who is he to care whether Garrett gets his money from his buddies or from his mom or from an officer? Well,
Dave, I think you should come to Keene and talk to Fred about that. This is my great point.
It's my opinion that the conspiracy theories are rot in society. I listened to, you know, it used to be sort of the truth or conspiracy thing that would be calling on the show, but then I started listening to these other talk shows out there, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, you know, the myriad of them, and it's incredible the conspiracy theories these people just wind out all over the place. You know, stuff that's supported by no facts whatsoever. I believe here in town that there's a belief that the activists are funded by, I don't know, like the Koch brothers or Rupert Murdoch or George Soros or I'm not exactly sure what. Apparently they don't understand. I mean, you're not looking very, they're not investigating very hard when they find out that the vast majority of these people have jobs. Johnny Ray, you're a janitor for a living, right?
Yep.
I mean, why is it that you're spending your time when George Soros is writing you a big, gigantic check? Why are you scrubbing people's floors?
Keep up my cover.
Your activist group has not yet arrived until it has been accused of being associated with the Koch brothers or George Soros.
Yeah. I just don't get this one. Fred and I have been on great terms, you know, for years. I've talked to him. It's been a while since I've talked to him, but
he's very friendly as long as he's not your adversary.
He has always kind of contended.
He's always our adversary.
And the people are just.
He is.
But the police are just, that's their MO. The police are used to asking people personal questions that have nothing to do with the business at hand and getting answers with, you know, alacrity.
Dave, if you had more you wanted to share, you're welcome to stick with us here at 855-450-FREE. Fred Parcells, you know, he and I had lunch a number of times in the past. He's much friendlier when he's not in a position in which he, you know, his job is to oppress people. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. Coming up still, if we get a chance, a statement from Julian Assange in regards to the Bradley Manning trial, which has apparently commenced as of yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yesterday. So we'll get to that. Johnny Gray's Game of the Week and more. 855-450-FREE as we continue here with your calls and thoughts. I want to also invite you to freetalklive.com. And you can support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links you'll see there. There's Amazon store links. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. It's that simple. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. Same free Super Saver shipping deals. Great reviews, which for me are really useful. It's nice to get other people's opinions on what to buy. And it's still Amazon. You're just entering through our link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. That's Amazon. Excuse me. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Dave Ridley is with us. He is the man behind RidleyReport.com, one of the most independent, the most watched independent news channels out there. And I believe, Dave, you claim the second most watched news channel in New Hampshire, or is it the second most in all of New Hampshire?
It's the second most watched in New Hampshire, I guess. Yeah, the most, you know, if you look at, like, number of hits per day.
And you're not just looking in the news category, you're just looking at any old channels that come from New Hampshire?
Yeah, I mean, last I checked, I couldn't find anyone that was more popular, except for Channel 9, the TV station.
Pretty impressive, Dave. Go ahead. So we've been talking about the Robin Hooding opponents, the people who, in the city of Keene, the city managers, these people who have filed a lawsuit against the Robin Hood of Keene, Robin Hood and the Merry Men and Women of Keene who go around and save people
Merry
from
people.
Getting parking tickets. They prevent parking tickets from being written by walking in front of the meter maids and depositing coins into expired meters before the tickets can be written. And you're pointing out the hypocrisy of these people by saying that, you know, pointing out that in one of your videos, which you posted recently, there's a clip from it in there on RidleyReport.com. One of your videos from a little while back, this very same city manager who's accusing people of intimidating and harassing his employees, he grabbed you by the arm. He assaulted you. And as you pointed out, if you were to do the same thing to him, you'd probably be arrested.
Oh, yeah. I'd be arrested, and it would be very serious charges.
So it's one set of rules for them and another set of rules for the rest of us.
I'd like to hear a little more context about this. I'm not familiar with city manager John McLean getting into an altercation like that with you, David. Could I hear more about this?
Well, there's video of it from, I guess it was 09 or 2010, and it wasn't like he hit me and he didn't hurt me or anything, but it was just he was walking. I was, like, filming some activists doing some kind of activism at City Hall, and he just happened to walk in, and I recognized him, so I just aimed the camera at him and asked him what his salary was. It was the only question I could think of, and with 3 seconds notice that I had, you know. And so he just said, he says, stop it, and he grabs my arm to kind of push the camera down a little bit.
Okay.
And so I asked him, why did you do that, you know? And he says, oh, excuse me, I thought you were in my face.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, even though he approaches you. I always love it when the government bureaucrats or whoever it might be, it's not always government bureaucrats, it can just be anybody who happens to be on the street, but I always love it when somebody says, why do you have to get up in my face at a cameraman, when every time someone says that, the moments before they say it, it's them approaching the video camera. Every single time.
That's exactly what happened in Concord, you know, a few days ago when you've seen some of the videos starting to come out from that protest that I tried to take video of, and they freaked out. But I'm trying to interview someone at the protest. They're perfectly happy to be interviewed. They've jumped out in front of my camera. I'm interviewing them, and then I start interviewing the next person, and somebody a minder comes up and interrupts the interview. Oh, no, don't talk to him. He's Ridley. He might run your entire interview without cutting any of it out.
Well, no, didn't they accuse you of editing? Didn't they accuse you of doctoring the footage?
Right, yeah, and then another minder comes up while I'm doing a different interview, and she tries to stop that one, and she's, actually before I even get to the people, she's going up to them one by one and telling him, make sure you don't talk to this guy, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, the footage is ridiculous.
He's with a Free State Project, so he's going to, you know, just take your stuff out of context.
Yeah, this footage, by the way, I saw this. You posted it at Ridley Report on your channel on YouTube. I reposted that footage to Free Keen. So if anybody wants to find that real quick, you can just go to freekeen.com and scroll down, look for the most recent Dave Ridley videos there. But this this handler, it was very reminiscent of the woman in the Derek J movie, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. In one scene, we go to Plymouth State University, and there's a group of protesters out there. And Derek J goes up and starts talking to one of the protesters who's engaging. He's, you know, having a conversation. It's going very well.
Right.
And then the handler, in this case it was the teacher, comes up and she, you know, she says something to the effect of, we're not doing
interviews.
We're
having a silent protest.
Yeah, we're having a silent protest. And she shuts him down. And he looks, he's almost got this kind of scared, apologetic look in his eyes while he's looking at Derek like, you know, as though he's sorry he can't keep talking.
Right, I'm here to protest, but I'm not going to tell you about what I'm protesting about.
Right, and
I mean, what kind of weird stuff is that?
But that's what's dynamite, though. It's like they're doing our job for us when they behave like that.
Oh, yeah, and it's embarrassing for them.
We need more of that, and we just need to keep going and running the cameras, you know?
Yeah.
And
well, the more you point the cameras at these people, the more ridiculous they behave, and then you just put it out there, and they make themselves look bad, as you point out. But I agree with your critique sometimes, Dave. You sometimes get on and you kind of editorialize, and you bemoan the fact that there aren't more people doing what you do. And I agree, there need to be more. I heard there's a new guy moving up to the Keene area who's into video production, and maybe he'll jump into it. But I think we need more people out on the streets holding video cameras.
Imagine what could be done if somebody who's got good equipment, you know, were to do this, and they also have decent skills, and, you know, they're spending just a little bit of money on it. I don't really spend hardly any. But, yeah, I mean, it's like someone like in the Occupy movement I was saying, you know, this used to be about our complaint, you know, with regard to distribution of wealth, and now our complaint is just we're not allowed to engage in the civic process. You know, we're not even allowed to demonstrate, basically. We can't
you know,
go
Dave.
To the park. And so it's like now what's happening to the free state is just like, you know, we can just do the most basic, simple First Amendment thing and just get video of them trying to stop us, and we win.
Dave, I don't know if you knew this, but one of our commenters at Free Keen posted a link to the question I had asked, because one of these videos you put up of this woman interfering with your attempt to interview anybody, and she wouldn't even give you an interview. Not only did she shut down all of the people who were standing there protesting out in Concord, it was a pro-welfare protest that David had attended to kind of get some comments, and not only did she shut down everybody there, but she also refused to talk to you and was very rude and basically tried to pretend like you weren't there after she already told everybody not to talk to you. She was very rude to you. And I'd asked the question on my Free Keen post, what is a tracker? She kept referring to you as a tracker. She would tell the people that were standing there, and we have a tracker from the Free State Project who's here. And I just was, so my headline on Free Keen was, what is a tracker? And somebody put a link to an NPR's. Did you know, Dave, what a tracker was? Because if not, I would tell you.
I know because you posted the link. I didn't know before that.
Well, it wasn't me. I didn't post it. It was one of our commenters, Simplulo, who is one of the supporters of the Free State Project, great guy. Anyway, he found the article over at NPR, and apparently a tracker is what they're calling somebody who just records every moment of a political speech, basically. So if some politician goes to, you know, some podunk town or whatever, the tracker goes and records every single moment, you know, before the speech starts to after the guy leaves, and, you know, searches for that slip-up, that gaffe, or something that he said that was inconsistent, or whatever. They look through all, they track through all of this footage to find that one golden moment.
But trackers don't do interviews, and if this lady knew anything about Dave Ridley, then she told a lie, because Dave Ridley doesn't put up long videos. He puts short ones up because he knows that people don't watch long videos.
Well, Zondra knows me. We've talked probably 8 times, you know, over the years, and she's just projecting, you know, to some extent, because that's tracking is what she did. Now, I don't know if she was running the camera, but she was part kind of that tracking and tracking promotion process to try and get Mark Warden, the Free Stater rep.
That's interesting. Well, so, no, Mark, just to clarify, the tracker doesn't put up long videos.
No, they just look for
the
that.
The tracker records long videos, and then they find the clip that's useful to
Dave
them.
Dave Ridley does interviews and puts them up online.
Yeah. And most of the stuff.
I mean, I've considered maybe recording entire speeches, and so I occasionally will do that with just audio. But it's kind of, I don't know, it's something to look into. I'm not against it, and I'm not against her being rude. That's fine, she can be rude. But the problem is, I don't know if it's, I don't think it was Zondra that did this, but one of the demonstrators, one of the organizers, actually sicked police on the counter demonstrators. They called police in to try and root out the people that had the wrong, you know, had signs that they disagreed with.
Is there a video of that one coming up? Because I haven't seen that yet on your channel.
Yeah, that's
all right, great.
Up.
I look forward to it. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, always with the boots on the ground, getting the footage. Appreciate it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, rerolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.